She held up a finger in warning and nodded at her cot. Sit. Still. Quiet. You're on my ship now. It was easy getting you on board. It'd be even easier for me to fling you off.
You call that easy?
He spat. The cot! And silence. Tree sat, his leku so pale they were almost pink. He was all front, but Lannery could see his relief at having a chance to rest. She turned the cockpit seat toward the front and sat back for a moment, staring at the sea flashing by below. Moonlight caught the waves. Ship's lanterns speckled the surface, and here and there, the navigation lights of airborne craft moved across the night. It was clear, and a swath of stars smeared the sky. Her ancestors had come from somewhere out there, and now her brother was preparing to risk everything to travel there once again. Her brother and others. Lannery was aware of the dreadful danger Dale's efforts might be putting Tython and the wider system in, and it chilled her to even imagine him getting close to his aims. But at moments like this, looking up at the stars, she could not hold back her interest, her fascination. In many ways, she was as curious as anyone about their origins, but she went about feeding that curiosity in different ways. Kara had appeared quite open about her affiliation with the Stargazers. Her Jedi past was a mystery, especially as she now exuded dislike for their society and beliefs. If the information she'd imparted was correct, she had willingly sent them to a Stargazer temple, and perhaps one step closer to Dale. Yet she had also been hiding secrets. Lannery had brought one of them with her. Quietly, she took the book from her jacket and placed it on the control panel before her. She sensed no movement from Tree. If he so much as stood from the cot in the living area behind her, she would be aware, and she did not need any Jedi senses to know this. The Peacemaker ship was as much her home as the one with her parents had ever been, and she knew every waft of air, every creak of loose paneling, and every shadow cast by the ceiling lights or control panel indicators. She was safer here than anywhere. The book was leather-bound, its cover worn around the edges, and blank. It was thin, perhaps 50 pages. Age emanated from it, a combination of its hand-worn appearance, the faint smell of dust, and the mere fact that it was a book of paper, card, and ink. There were those who still produced books, but only as novelty or special items. This was the real thing. How many have touched this? She wondered. How many have stared at it as I am now, readying themselves to see inside? Haunted by history, the scent of lost times, the feel of ages, it represented something that no flat screen or holo display ever could. She opened the cover and looked at the first page. The little that was printed there was in a strange symbology she only faintly recognized. She ran her fingertips across the page and felt grittiness beneath them, the dust of ages. Stroking a pad on the arm of her seat, she listened for Tree as a small globe rose from the Peacemaker's control panel. He was silent and still. Lannery picked up the globe and twisted it to aim at the book. It floated beside her right cheek, and when she touched the pad again, it flickered on and started to hum softly. A faint blue light splashed on the book, and beneath it the symbols started to shiver. It took longer than she had expected. The print seemed to flow and shift, though only within the globe's blue light, and at last, the shimmering settled into words she could read. The Gree, and everything I have found of them in the old city. The name below was Osamael Orr. And that name rang in Lannery's memory. Frowning, she leaned back in her seat and closed her eyes to concentrate. Who was it? Where did she know that name from? She looked again, out at the stars, so far away from everything she knew and loved, and the concept of exploration came to her. What was she, if not an explorer? A ranger of the Jedi, a traveler of this system that still contained countless unknowns, even though it had been inhabited for 10,000 years. There was so much more to know. Mysteries, confusions, ambiguities. There are depths, she whispered. These, too, were the words of Osamael Orr, and she remembered where she had heard them before. A bedtime story from her father, told so long ago and never remembered again until now. Even after everything that had happened with her and Dale, the Jedi temples, the search, and what she had found of him. Even then, she had not thought of that time almost 20 years before, when her father sat in the chair beside her bed, long hair loosened to flow across his shoulders, hands folded on his chest, as he relayed the cautionary tale of Osamael Orr and his final, greatest adventure in the depths of the Old City, where he insisted there were secrets still to be found. So he embarked on his next expedition alone, because by then no one wanted to go with him anymore. They said he was mad. They said there were more important things to do across Tython, and that the surroundings were too dangerous. This was 9,000 years ago, you have to remember. Back at a time when dreadful force storms still ravaged the planet, and the Jedi were sometimes swept along with them, instead of taking power and balance from them. There were many like Osamael Orr back then. Frontiersmen, they called themselves. But for Osamael Orr, the greatest frontiers did not necessarily exist at the greatest distances. So he went down into the old city on Tos alone. And he was never seen again. They searched for him. His family felt a sense of responsibility, though they thought him mad as everyone else. So they looked. But nothing was ever found, and no one was willing to go deep. There are depths, Osamael had told his sister the night before he went, and she repeated his final words whenever anyone asked her about her brother, because she was the one member of the family who insisted he was still alive. He's still exploring down there, in those depths, she'd say. He's going deeper and finding more, and one day he'll emerge with news that will astound us all. But he never did come back. And that's why the old city is such a dangerous place, my sweet Lannery. Because there are depths. Osamael Orr's diary, Lannery whispered, awed. For her to be holding this now, 9,000 years later, he must have come back.